We're gonna go ahead podcast here. Just doing a quick pod on the go. Really didn't have any time. I've been a little busy, being a little preoccupied with some stuff. But I thought I'd get back to that on my way to work. So, I could have done it yesterday after work, but I don't know. I feel more inspired. I think my voice sounds a little bit better in the morning. For whatever reason. That's why, you know, if I had my choice, I would do an AM radio show. I really would. I have a blast doing that. It'd be dope. I don't know. My voice has that deep, you know, kind of that deep morning feel. Pause. I don't, is that even pause worthy? I don't know. But, anyways, I just want to talk about a couple things real quick. You know, and I'm sure that this has been reiterated so many times on TikTok, social media, whatever. Mindset is very important. It's very important. And when I say that, you know, and maybe I've talked about this on a podcast before, but when you wake up in the morning, you know, you wake up in the morning or you just, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror. You know, or maybe we don't even think about it. You know, sometimes we wake up, we blast music, and we just kind of go about our day, right? But sometimes, you know, whenever we have bad days or whenever we're having, you know, good days, what is it that we're telling ourselves? Like, are we telling ourselves that today's going to be a good day? Do we wake up dreading going to work? Do we wake up dreading going somewhere we don't want to go? I mean, what is it that we tell ourselves? Do you wake up dreading going to school? Do you wake up loving going to school? Like, whatever side of the spectrum you're on for that, you know, it's very important that if you want to be successful, if you want to lead a fruitful life, aside from making money, obviously, and getting fit, but it really starts with your mental, you know, that's really either the momentum or it's the anchor. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that could really, really make the difference in your day and how you live your everyday life. And I'm figuring this out now at my age, knowing that it's important to keep your mental in check and really, really be in tune with your feelings. You know, for a while I was kind of in this weird rut where I was at work and, you know, I genuinely feared going into work, knowing that I could do the work. But what happened was, is that led to some self-sabotaging, and I took a couple steps back. Not only that, but it also affected me outside of work. So basically, things outside of work were affecting me in work, which then affected me outside of work, and that looked like an infinity symbol. You know, if you guys don't know what that looks like, it's the sideways eight. And it was a huge detriment to my mental. It was a huge detriment to how I viewed myself. And had trouble sleeping. I had trouble trying to, you know, just really exist, man. Like, not saying I wanted to, you know, off myself, but I felt like I didn't feel like me. I didn't feel like Christian, you know. But I tell you what, though, the power of prayer is really something. It really is, man. And it's been a rough couple months, couple weeks, but I managed to get through it, and I'm in a much better place than I was prior, you know, months prior. I can honestly say that the beginning of 2024 was, man, it was really something. Speaking of which, man, I still got to pay my taxes, man. I'm gonna pay those this week. I know the deadline's on the 15th, so I definitely got to get that shit done. But yeah, you know, that's the ebbs and flows of life. You know, obviously you can go with it if you want to. You could also make the necessary changes, you know, and being self-aware, you know, because that's the main thing. When you wake up in the morning, you have to love yourself. And there is nothing, honestly, I'm going to be real, like, there is no way that any one person or a job or career or whatever, you know, it shouldn't stop you from loving yourself. I think what I've learned is to separate the two. If you don't have a good week at work, you know, that doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean that you suck. It doesn't mean you may have sucked that day, but it doesn't mean that you suck. And that's more so me talking to myself here, but you don't suck. And if you feel like that, you know, then it, if you're feeling how I felt, you don't suck. Okay. It's a very humbling experience, and I just think that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I was watching this movie one time. It was called The Crow, which they're actually going to remake that movie, and I don't like it. But it's a scene in the movie where there's a girl. She's trying to cross the street. As she crosses the street, she almost gets ran over. But I think his name is Eric Draven. I think is his name, the character. Eric Draven is a superhero. Well, he's a, what do you call that? A supernatural hero or being that comes back from the dead. And he wants to get revenge on the people that killed him and his girlfriend that he loved. Anyway, so he saves the girl, the little girl, from getting ran over. And she was going through a hard time. Very, you know, going through a lot of hard times. And I think she asked him a question or something, and he responded with an answer that I thought was so dope. And I've seen this movie about 4 or 5 times, but to watch it now, to understand, you know, the context of what he was talking about, aside from some of the esoteric things that he was doing and what he stands for in, you know, in the movie, you know, shout out to Brandon Lee. He says to her, you know, she was like, something about like the people in the city don't care, or like she could have fought them on her own. And he looks at her and he goes, it can't rain all the time. Right. And I thought that scene was so powerful because, golly, because he was right. Like it doesn't rain all the time. Sometimes there's days of sunshine, you know, just like, you know, there won't be days of sunshine all the time. But I felt like when he said it can't rain all the time, I was like, yo, that definitely hit different. So, you know, look for those days of sunshine too. Look forward to that. We'll have cloudy days. We may have sunny days. We may have rainy days. We may have a thunderstorm. We may have hail, but it won't rain all the time, unless you're in Seattle or England. I heard it rains there all the time. So keep your heads up. You know, keep your heads up. Attack the day. It's easier said than done. You know, you can't let sadness beat you. Like, you just can't. You know, it's okay to feel sad, but, you know, we got to keep, we keep marching forward. We're warriors, right? Speaking of which, they won last night. I thought it was pretty cool. They're like in the 10th seed now. So there's that. Oh man. Sorry, I have to keep clearing my throat. Pause. Again, not pause worthy, but you know, you never know. So I might still do a pod with some friends, but so Ale House is officially closed in Kansas City. I never thought I'd see the day. It's about time they did it, man. Now, when I say it's about time and that, you know, I'm thrilled, I'm not thrilled that people lost their jobs. I'm not thrilled that people lost their jobs. I hope the people that lost their jobs, because it's done. It's done. I hope they can find jobs. I hope they can go to society. You know, that's basically the sister bar to Ale House, which I think that's awesome. But if you guys couldn't remember, like, well, for those listening, if you've been to Ale House, what Ale House used to be, that it used to be dope, man. And I honestly think that things went to shit like right after COVID, or like in the midst of COVID. And I think that's when things kind of got wild. Like, I don't remember there being a lot of shootings. Now, there were shootings at Westport, but I think it more so had to do with what was going on at Off Key and that side. or even within Westport, you know, because Johnny Cause, it just, man, it just, I remember Westport didn't used to be like that. Like, it wasn't, like, of course, you had to keep your head on a swivel, but yo, like, every weekend there was always something going on, every weekend. And right after COVID, I remember just thinking about the vibes. I was like, yo, Ale House is kind of different. Like, once upon a time, you could go to Ale House and, like, it was dimly lit, like, very dimly lit in there. And back then, like, you didn't have to worry so much about people stepping on your shoes, or if they stepped on your shoes, or if they stepped on your shoes. I said that, or if you stepped on someone else's shoes, they stepped on your shoes. You didn't really have to worry about like a fight breaking out. But I would say, I don't know what happened. Maybe I just noticed that there's, I know, a certain group of people, you know, with a certain type of vibe that just kind of came in, man. And I just remember thinking to myself, this is different, because Ale House used to be very diverse. Like, it was diverse. But like, it had a sophisticated, like, I won't say sophisticated, it had like a crowd of people that you knew that like there wasn't gonna be no problems. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to say it's just black people, but I noticed that once that kind of came about, I was like, oh man, like, shit's kind of getting wild out here, man. Like, it just, the feel was just different. And then like, I noticed that they kept the lights on. They kept the lights on the whole time, because you might get punched out. But back then, you didn't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know why this happened. Well, and people are like, oh, it has to do with the shootings. Possibly. I mean, possibly. That could be it. But I don't remember Ale House getting ratchet like that. Like, I don't remember it being ratchet. Like, it was just wild, man. And you know what? That only happened, I only noticed it started getting ratchet when society was built. And then in the beginning, society used to be very like kind of ritzy, kind of upper class, but like, they, you know, they had some good vibes and had some, you know, just a different feel to it. And it's like, this is way different than Ale House. But now society's starting to look a little suspect now. Not only that, but women don't really even like go. The only people, type of people, I'm gonna be real, the only people you'll find at Ale House are people like, at least like lately, before they closed it down, for the most part, you got your people that are chill. You got your people that are, you know, they might smoke a little bit, drink a little bit, whatever. But you had people there that was about that action, man. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of people aren't about that action, but they were always looking to fight. And I noticed that there was a huge abundance, like, the ratio to men to women at Ale House was kind of wild, man. Like, you'd have like four dudes and one girl. Like, that's how, and it was never like that before. You know, back then you could have, you know, it'd be, you know, like two to two, you know, even sometimes two to one, you know, when it came to women to men. But they changed a lot. It changed a lot. And I remember this one time. I was at Ale House one time, and a friend of mine, I ain't gonna say his name, he got super drunk, and he went downstairs, and I've never seen this before. He went downstairs, I thought he was going to the bathroom. He did go to the bathroom, but he pissed like on the side, like on the if you go downstairs at Ale House, there's, I think it's called like the fall. And they got these like green looking leaves on the walls. You know what I'm saying? They're like fake leaves. Yo, he like pissed on them. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he went into a closet, and then he pissed in the closet, dude. I said, I've never seen that before. Like, at Ale House? And this was like a couple months ago. So look, I've never gotten drunk and pissed. The only place I've pissed on or in was in the bathroom. I've never pissed outside of a club. Like, how does that happen? Like, look. Look, it was time. It was time. It was time. Like, it just, there's no other way to put it, but it was time. And I'm glad they finally did it, you know. I hope everybody that's working there, I hope they find a job, or maybe they can, like I said, go over to society and pick up some work or maybe go elsewhere. But and who knows? Maybe they knew that this was going to happen and they were like, you know what? Everybody better find a new job. Because, boy. And we'll talk, like I said, hopefully I can have Ron on the pod and we can talk about it. But damn, I wonder what's next. Because, like, I would be shocked. I'll be shocked. In 10 years, right? The year 2034, I would be shocked if Westport is still around. Like, they're going to turn that shit into something. I don't know what, but they're going to do a cleanup of KC, man. And it's going to be some real gentrification type shit, man. I think they're going to do that. They've kind of started to do it a little bit. I noticed, like, Martini Corner, when they had, it's the same stuff that happened with the Empire Room. You know, when Empire Room was open and they kept, you know, the shootings kept happening, people kept getting ratchet, warning after warning after warning, and then they just shut it down. So I think what's going to happen next, you know, because if you take those people with those crazy vibes, they're at Ale House, and a lot of them I think came from 18th and Vine, which you see they've cleaned up 18th and Vine a lot, you know. But they're going to do a clean sweep of Westport. I think the next place to go, it's gonna be a slow process, but we're gonna see. Because I'm telling you, they're gonna turn Westport into the new Power and Light, and that's gonna be crazy. Because it's already like a booming place. They got they got these new apartment complexes. It's booming, but it's just the people that they bring. They're not rocking with it. So we'll see what happens.